and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
It's sad to say goodbye, but I know he's happy with his wife now.
Ceremonies honoring the late President Jimmy Carter are underway in Georgia.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta. The body of former President Jimmy Carter has left a hospital in Americus, Georgia, escorted outside by members of his longtime Secret Service detail. A motorcade, including the hearse and vehicles carrying Mr. Carter's family members, is traveling the 15 miles to his small hometown of Plains. There will be a stop outside Mr. Carter's boyhood home before heading to Atlanta, 4 hours away.
CBS's Peter Mayer reports once there.
There will be a moment of silence at the state capitol where he served as a state senator and, of course, governor. The coffin will then go to the Carter Center, where the public will be able to pay their respects.
The ceremonies move to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. A major winter storm could affect millions of Americans starting in the central U.S. today. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
From the southern sections of North Dakota through all of western South Dakota, Nebraska, into Kansas, Missouri. Winter weather advisories are actually being upgraded to winter storm warnings from Topeka, Kansas, right through major hubs like St. Louis over towards Cincinnati.
Tomorrow, the storm is forecast to move into the Ohio Valley and to the Mid-Atlantic by Monday. The new Congress kicked off in dramatic fashion on the House floor, with Republican Mike Johnson barely securing enough votes to get another full term as House Speaker. And CBS's Ed O'Keefe says there is plenty of work ahead.
There are big expectations on the House, especially to get what's called a budget resolution ready. The taxing and spending plans for the federal government that start to lay out the priorities of the Trump administration, how they want to reshape budgetary matters, immigration policy, other elements of domestic policy, maybe start chipping away at some elements of the accomplishments of the Biden years.
President Biden today awards the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Among the 19 recipients, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, plus chef and humanitarian Jose Andres and billionaire financier and philanthropist George Soros.
The award honors significant names in politics, sports, entertainment, and more. LeBron James breaks an NBA record set by Michael Jordan.
Baseline, there it is. He's got one more than MJ.
James set the new record for 30-point games during the Los Angeles Lakers' victory over Atlanta last night, as heard on Spectrum Sports Net. James did it with an 8-foot jumper with 5 minutes 58 seconds left to play. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
As the new year begins, activists are asking lawmakers and officials to figure out how to prevent school shootings, like the one that happened just weeks ago in Madison. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves, and there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. We need action from our lawmakers to protect our kids.
She says other options are to pass a red flag law or strengthen legislation on firearm storage. Giffords ranks states on a scorecard for their gun laws every year. Wisconsin most recently received a C grade. Nichols says time and again, they found the stronger a state's gun laws, the lower its gun death rate. And the weaker the laws, the higher the gun death rate.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting period for a firearms purchase. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello and welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. It is the weekend, everyone. It is Saturday, the 4th day of January, 2025, 7 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Seth, and I am your host for the next 50-some minutes or so here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. First thing I'm going to do is give you that phone number, 715-424-2600. Call in if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. That's mostly what this show is about, but as I kind of referenced at the end of last year, it looks like we're going to do a few changes around here, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. But we still want to talk to you. Get your phone calls, 424-2600. Call up if you're interested, and if you have something to sell, if you're looking for something to buy, if you have information about what's going on here in Central Wisconsin, we will gladly take your call. But like I said, we are going to do a little bit in a few minutes here. I think I'll get into some of the things I want to try out here, do a little experimenting on Over the Back Fence, see what happens over the next couple of months or so. First of all, I do want to get into some sports action that'll be happening both here on WFHR and on our sister station, WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We got lots of stuff happening today, and we have another great event. Nothing on Sunday this week, but we do have stuff coming up on Monday as well. So make sure you tune in right here and on our sister station for lots of sports action. Of course, WFHR is your home for Wisconsin Badgers action. It doesn't matter what the sport is. Women's and men's basketball, football, hockey, we have it all right here, including today at about 2:10, we've got Wisconsin women's basketball taking on Big Ten rival Oregon. Well, are they rivals? I mean, they really haven't played each other. It's the first year that Oregon's in the Big Ten, so maybe it'll become that. I don't know. But anyway, they are playing today, and they're going to be on these very airwaves, 97.5 FM at 2:10 for the pregame show for the start of the women's basketball team from the Wisconsin UW system, and or UW-Madison, I should say. And they're going to be playing the Oregon Ducks today, so tune in for that for some great basketball action. Coming up later this evening at 7 o'clock, we've got River Kings hockey on the way. And I don't know if you've been taking in the games on WIRI or you've been going in person to the Southwood County Rec Center now that they're back in town. And they will be have several series coming up in January and in February. So get your tickets today, everyone. If you've been following the River Kings, they are having a awesome, and I mean awesome year this year. And that trend continued last night. We broadcast that game on WIRI. Mike Comer with the call. Well, it wasn't... It was a heck of a game. If you're a River Kings fan, 9-1 was the final last night at the Southwood County Rec Center. 9-1, the River Kings took out the Steele County Blades. It's been going like that a lot this year. If you've been keeping up with the River Kings, I also want to mention that they are in fact number one in their division right now, ladies and gentlemen. They are in the lead with 46 points. Surprisingly, they're only 2 points up on the number two team, the Minnesota Squatch. That's their big rivals this year. It looks like they have their work out there. Those are the two top teams by far in the Midwest North Division, I believe is what it's called. So they are going to be fighting it out for the next couple of months, getting ready for the Nationals, the playoffs. So right now, sitting pretty, but let's keep the River Kings going. Let's keep the momentum building, everyone, as they build hockey up and down the river. Tonight, they have another game. Head on over to the Southwood County Rec Center. Take in a great hockey game. You are going to have some fun. I can guarantee it. If you're not able to make it tonight, that's okay. We will be broadcasting that game on 105.5 WIRI, your home for River Kings hockey. Mike Comer, once again, will have the call. I'll be working the board for that one. So tune in and enjoy, everyone. It's great having a team, not only having a junior hockey team in Wisconsin Rapids, but having a good one. All goes to the players. And, of course, Coach Paul Peckman. He has brought some winning ways here to Wisconsin Rapids, and we do appreciate all that he has done for not only the hockey team, but for our community as well. So make sure you tune in tonight on WIRI if you want to hear the River Kings take on the Steele County Blades in their next game. Hopefully it'll be a sweep this week for the River Kings. Coming up later on WFHR tonight at 7:30, that is when the pregame starts for Wisconsin men's hockey taking on Michigan State. Little fun note on this one, though. They are going to be playing at Wrigley Field at the Frozen Confines this week at 7:30 tonight. That's the men's Badger team taking on Michigan State. It's going to be fabulous, everybody. We do want you to tune into that as well. Nothing like open-air hockey, right? As long as you're not there, well, you're probably not going to be there because it's in Chicago, but man, it's going to be really cool. I do appreciate when they do that, and it's cool that the Badgers also get to participate in that as well. That's coming up tonight at 7:30 right here on WFHR. All right, let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a brand new EverStart battery charger worth $50. I'll sell it for $50.
Okay.
And a Hamilton Beach microwave oven from Walmart that works for $40. I bought a smaller one. My kitchen is small. My phone number is 715-459-8473. You can call anytime. Two items.
All right. 459-8473.
Correct. Battery charger for $50. Brand new in the box and microwave oven for $40.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. I got a couple items for sale there. Got a charger and a microwave. If you're interested in either one of those, call anytime, she says. 459-8473. 459-8473 if you're interested in either one of those items. Easy as that, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call. Make sure you call up. And if you want to do what that fine person just did, call up and offer what you have to sell. Or if you're looking for something to buy, we'll take that as well. Looking ahead to Monday, like I said, there's no sports coming up tomorrow on Sunday, but we do have another basketball game heading your way on Monday, and it's also going to be at about 5 o'clock, so that means it's going to be preempting Playmakers again. Wow, Playmakers being preempted a whole bunch the last couple of weeks. But again, on Monday at 5 o'clock, the pregame starts for the men's basketball team as they take on Big Ten rival Rutgers. Yep, that's the Big Ten now, ladies and gentlemen. I can't explain it either anyway. That's what's coming up on sports for WFHR and WIRI this weekend. We have lots more coming up next week, so make sure you stay tuned, everybody. A lot of great stuff on the way. All right, before we go ahead into our first break of the day here, everybody, I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to try something a little bit different today, and we're going to be playing a few tunes here. Now, for those of you who remember, a brief time, the halcyon days of 2022 here at WFHR. Of course, we had a new, different ownership, and WFHR at that time was then playing music, at least in the afternoons. Our mornings were basically like they are now, but in the afternoons is when we would play music. Anyway, we also had, James and I had a little show called Rock History 101. We would go back that day in history and take a look at what was happening in music throughout the years. It was a great concept. Unfortunately, it didn't quite fit when Civic Media bought us what their platform was, but that's okay because on the weekends we are free to do more. We can do more stuff right here at WFHR. So that's what I'm going to do right now, everyone. I got a fun little song here. Here's a really interesting note too. We're going to go back to the year 1957 on NBC's Steve Allen Show. On this day, January 4th, former heavyweight boxing champ Joe Louis introduces the world to singer Solomon Burke. Now, many of you know, Solomon Burke went on to have a fine career as an R&B singer, some fabulous hits. What a great, awesome voice. Well, this is him right at the beginning of his career. Now, the thing that makes this interesting is not that Joe Louis introduced the world to singer Solomon Burke. It's that Solomon Burke performed a song that Joe Louis wrote. Yes, a lot of people may not know this. Joe Louis dabbled in songwriting in his career. So that's what we are going to do right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to play Solomon Burke performing the song You Can Run, But You Can't Hide, written by the great heavyweight titleist Joe Louis, right here on WFHR.
He keeps his eye on you. His love is always true. No matter what you say or do, you can run, but you can't hide from him. You'll always find him there to smooth away each care. He's with you everywhere you go. You can run, but you can't hide from him. When your world is upside down and the dark clouds gather all around, only he knows how you feel inside. Only he knows the tears you've cried. Don't try to run from his embrace. Don't try to turn from his smiling face. You can run, but you can't hide from him. You can run, 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 but you can't hide from him.
The continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mickey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster?
pretty please, Captain Collision?
Never fear! The Mankey team can help! We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work! At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982!
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app. Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM and streaming 24/7 anywhere you are on the Civic Media app. Make sure you download that right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about some events happening throughout central Wisconsin right now, but make sure you have that number handy, 424-2600. Call in, everybody. We do wish to hear from you today. If you're looking to buy or sell or whatever you want to talk about, that's what we are here for. We'll have some more Rock History 101 coming up in just a little bit. But there are a couple of events that I want to tell you about coming up this weekend, or one that's not happening this weekend. I want to make sure you know that there is no Winter Farmers Market today. I know this is a little bit later in the day, but that's not happening today. They are going to be opening up again next week at January 11th from 9 to 1 over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. So that is not happening again till next week. They'll be opening up again and going through April at the Winter Market. Head on down there next week and find out what's happening. You can check out their Facebook page as well. Find out who the vendors are going to be coming up next week. So check that out. Also, there was something, some bad weather, of course, that happened right around Christmas. We had schools canceled and things like that. Unfortunately, that meant that the Blue Christmas worship service that was supposed to happen on December 21st had to be postponed. And that is coming up tomorrow, January 5th. It's going to be held at 7 o'clock at St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church in Wisconsin Rapids. So that is going to be the Blue Christmas service put on by the Grace Ecumenical Group here in town, through not just Rapids, but also Nakusa and Port Edwards. So they are going to be, the Blue Christmas service will be taking place tomorrow night, Sunday night, 7 p.m. over at St. John's Episcopal Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Check out Grace's Facebook page for more information. They will have it all up there for you to see and for you to peruse. Looking ahead now, we've got the first full week, of January here. There is a fun couple of things going on today and tomorrow over with our friends at the Tri-City Curling Club. They've got an open Bonspiel both today and tomorrow. Tonight, it starts at around 4 o'clock. Head on over there if you want to watch some people do some curling. It's a good time, everyone. Trust me, it's fun. I've done it before myself. 131 Hurley Street in Wisconsin Rapids is where the Tri-City Curling Club is located. You can check out their Facebook page for more information. That is happening, like I said, today, starting at 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow, let's make sure we get this right, too. Tomorrow also at 4 o'clock. So both today and tomorrow, you can head on over there about 4 and check out the open Bonspiel they're having over at the Tri-City Curling Club. It's going to be a very fun time. If you want to learn a little bit more about it, I encourage you to head on over to civicmedia.us. Click on shows and check out the podcast for Friday's morning show. They were able to interview someone from the Curling Club with more information about the Bonspiel. Learn a little bit more about what's happening here in central Wisconsin. Sounds like a lot of fun, as indeed it does. Looking ahead here, our good friends over at McMillan Memorial Library have a monthly event that they do every first Wednesday of the month, and that is going to be the Cowboy Union Jam. They'll be heading on over to the Fine Arts Center at the library from 1 to 3 p.m. this coming Wednesday, the 8th. The jam plays a repertoire that includes traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel. Perfect for those of you who enjoy trail tunes, of course. It's a great great way to find some live music. They're there every first Wednesday of the month. Second Wednesday of the month, they are there. That's the Cowboy Union Jam coming to the library this Wednesday, the 8th, from 1 to 3 over at the Fine Arts Center. Look ahead a little bit to what's coming up next weekend, because there's actually quite a bit that we want to highlight. Don't forget, of course, the River Kings will be back in town next weekend on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. They're taking on, yes, their hated rivals this year, the Minnesota Squatch, team number 2. This is going to be an extremely important series for the River Kings coming up next week. So get your tickets now, everyone. Go and cheer on the River Kings. Make it loud in there. Make sure you tell them what Home Ice Advantage is all about. Of course, if you can't do it, that's all right. We're going to have you covered at our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. We will be broadcasting both games. Mike Comer on the call for that. 7 o'clock puck drop on both Friday and on Saturday. So if you can't get there in person, we do encourage you to check it out on the radio waves here on WIRI 105.5 or streaming live on the Civic Media app as well. So check that out. Can't wait to continue to bring more River Kings hockey as they continue their drive to finish in first place this season. Can't wait to see what happens the rest of the way to go here. A couple of very cool events happening this coming Friday, January 10th. Yeah, 2025, right? Coming this Friday, January 10th. First one I want to let you know about is one that you do have to register for, but we will throw it out there anyway to make sure that you get in time. If you're interested in this, they have a game night coming on, a father and son game night at the Southwood County YMCA coming on Friday the 10th. Boys, grab your father, grandfather, uncle, or adult brother and come on out for a fun evening at the Southwood County YMCA. On Friday, January 10th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., this is open to boys of all ages. Enjoy an evening filled with pizza, treats, and a variety of games such as Minute to Win It and Dodgeball. Wear comfortable clothes and athletic shoes as there will be physical activity. You've been warned. You also need to register for this event. Everyone, head on over to their website, swcymca.org. You can register there. You have to do it before the end of the day, Monday, January 6th is the day. That is the deadline to sign up for the father-son game night coming up at the Y. There is a fee associated with that, so keep that in mind if you are interested in doing that. Once more, that's coming up Friday, the 10th of January from 6 to 7:30 p.m. over the Southwood County YMCA, 601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. One more event I want to touch on here coming up on coming up also on Friday the 10th over at our good friends with the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club. They got a very cool event heading our way. Check out the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club for the 5th annual No Car Car Show. Connect with friends and experience tables set up for die-cast and plastic models. Very cool. With the center of the action being the 6 lanes of No Refrain on the gas pedal, the Hot Wheels / 164th die-cast races. Must have at least one Hot Wheel car or similar size, of course. That's what they're looking for to enter. Kids are welcome to this event. They must be accompanied by an adult, though, so keep that in mind, everyone. All of this is going down next Friday the 10th at 5 p.m. Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club, 3331 10th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be a ton of fun, ladies and gentlemen. I think everyone who goes to that is going to enjoy it. All right. Coming again now to we're getting ready for our next break here. That means I want to get ready with another song to play for you all out there. This time we're going to 1960. Going to 1960 here, everybody. One of the great cowboy singers of all time. If you're a regular listener to Trail Tunes on WIRI, you've heard him a lot because he's sung a lot of great tunes, written a lot of great tunes out west. Well, in 1960, he had a hit that was not only big on the country charts, it hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on the pop charts as well. It's a very classic. The thing about it that was different, not necessarily that it was a Western song or anything like that, the fact that it was 4 minutes and 40 seconds long, unheard of back then for singles to be that long. Of course, this day and age, that's nothing, right? 4 minute song, whatever. 2.5 minutes was your max usually back in 1960. Well, Mr. Marty Robbins had a big hit with a very long song coming in 1960. Here he is with the classic El Paso on WFHR.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
Off to my right I see 5 mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From
out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina,
big win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin setting several school records with a 116-85 blowout over the Iowa Hawkeyes in Madison. The Badgers got hot, kept shooting with 21 three-point shots. Head coach Greg Gard.
Leads can be erased fast, so we didn't want to get complacent. We wanted to continue to play a complete game.
In Milwaukee, number 8th-ranked Marquette held on to beat Creighton 79-71. NBA, the Bucks host the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears tomorrow at noon. Five Packer players listed as out, including safety Evan Williams and linebacker Quay Walker. Wide receiver Christian Watson dealing with a sore knee will be a game time decision.
Feeling good about where I'm at, the training staff and everything, you know, giving me the green light to go. So, I mean, I'm going to approach it like I'm going. I'm going to approach every day like I'm trying to, you know, play, obviously, because I am. And we'll see.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephen of Family Natural Foods spent 6 months in India studying their 2,000-year-old traditional health system, wisdom we can still utilize today. Join Family Natural Foods for an Ayurvedic medicine presentation on January 5th at 5:15 p.m. Learn about India's traditional medicine and how it relates to your personal health. A free Ayurvedic medicine presentation at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids, January 7th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM on your radio dial, 1320 AM, and everywhere you go on the Civic Media app. Make sure you download that free app and take it wherever you are so you can listen to Badger games, you can listen to River Kings hockey, you can listen to Raptor games in the summer. You can take us wherever you go, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for you at WFHR. Let's keep it going here. 424-2600 is the number if you want to call up right now. Got a couple of more events coming up next weekend that we do want to highlight before we get back into some more Rock History 101. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far, everybody. Coming up next weekend, the event itself is on Saturday, January 11th, but there is going to be a registration for it on Friday the 10th, and we'll get into that here in just a quick moment. Before, let's get into this one phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale 66 acres of excellent deer hunting land. It's 2 miles north of Wisconsin Rapids, and the price is $3,700 an acre or best offer. And also wanted to buy, if somebody has, years ago they used to have remote control VCR. I'd be looking for one that works. And also have for sale a 1997 Skidoo snowmobile. It's been adult driven, has a new belt, plus a spare belt. It's got new carbide wear rods, includes 3 gallons of injector oil, all for $2,500 or best offer. A lot of times ice fishermen like these. It's a cheaper snowmobile to get out on the ice. Anyways, phone number is 715-424-1058. Thank you.
424-1058.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it on this sunny Saturday. It's nice and cold out there, but it is sunny. So if you're looking for, let's see, we got some deer hunting land for sale. Also a Skidoo, a used Skidoo in good shape. If you're interested in one of those. Also, he's looking for a working VCR with a remote control. If you can help him out with any one of those items, just give him a call at 715-424-1058. 424-1058 is the number to call for that one. Everybody. All right, let's keep it going here. As I was saying here, we do have an event coming up next Saturday, starting at 7 a.m., but the registration does start on Friday. It is for the 4th annual Lake Petenwell Palooza Ice Fishery and Raffle, hosted by the Rome Snow Bandits. Join them at the Lure Bar and Grill on Lake Petenwell, 1735 Archer Lane in Nakusa, for a fun-filled day of ice fishing, raffles, and prizes for all ages, beginning at 7 a.m. Don't miss the amazing raffle prizes, over $1,500 in cash prizes, including a top cash prize of $1,500 and tons of other exciting prizes like a Fat Tire electric bike, a 7-night lodging and fishing adventure in Canada, Milwaukee tool kits, a stainless steel fire pit, and so much more. Plus basket raffles, 50-50 raffles, and a meat raffle. So many raffles, everybody. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it sounds like you got a good chance of walking away with something. So make sure you check that out. They're also going to have a bonus raffle. See, we're not even done with the raffles. For a Garmin LiveScope ice bundle. Only 1,000 tickets are available for this, so grab yours early. Tickets are $10 each. They're available on Friday and Saturday during registration. Now, here's a nice little bonus here. If you want to register early on Friday, the registration opens up at 11 a.m. The first 75 people will receive a free ticket for a chance to win the Garmin LiveScope Ice Bundle. Sign up early, everybody. Get out there and get ready. It's going to be a fabulous weekend, and there's going to be so many fun prizes for you to win. So if you want more information, of course, you can go to the Rome Snow Bandits Facebook page. They also have a website, Rome Snow Bandits. That's snow without a W, romesnowbandits.com. More information on all of this coming up next week, the 4th annual Petenwell Palooza Ice Fishery and Raffle. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, and it's going to be very lucrative by the looks of it as well. Lots of great prizes to be won. Also coming up next Saturday over at the Hotel Mead and Convention Center, they're having the Central Wisconsin Card Show. That was Card Show, not Car Show. In this sense, there's, of course, what we're talking about is sports cards or also TCG cards like Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Lorcana, that sort of thing. They're going to have 4,000 square feet and 40 tables of vendors offering sports cards and TCG cards. And this is going to be, like I said, at the Hotel Mead. It is free to come to join in. Just head on over and you can buy, sell, and trade cards. It's going to be a lot of fun if you're a card collector. That's happening next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hotel Mead, 451 East Grand Avenue. Like I said, there is no entrance fee. Just go in, show up, check it out, see what is going on at the card show. It's going to be a lot of fun there from 9 to 3 at the Hotel Mead next Saturday. All right, we're moving along, right? Moving along very quickly today. My goodness, it's been a quick show so far. That's probably because it's not just me talking. Anyway, let's get back to Rock History 101 before we head into our final break of the hour. We have a song from 1964. The name Bobby Vinton may not mean too much to a lot of people out there, but he, during the early 60s, early mid 60s, the man had hit after hit. He was a voice that people wanted to hear. Surprisingly, he was one of the few American groups that was Beatle-proof. That's right. He still had hits even after the British invasion, which was extremely hard for a homegrown talent to do. So I got to give a lot of props to Bobby Vinton. Well, on this day in history in 1964, he had the number one hit that would last being on number one on the charts for 4 weeks. Here is Mr. Bobby Vinton there. I've said it again on WFHR.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision!
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend.
The continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Maggie's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster?
Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and everywhere you go on the Civic Media app. Download it today, everyone. It is completely and utterly free, and there's so much great stuff on there. You're going to want to take it around with you wherever you go. As we wrap up the show here, I got one more song to play for our Rock History 101. A little side note on that as well coming up, but also 424-2600 is the number to call. Call in right now. If you want to get in before we wrap up the show. A couple of things I want to highlight here coming up in January that we are associated with here at WFHR. So we want to make sure you know about them. Welcome the new year with comedy, everybody. Start your year out with some laughter on Friday, January 31st, and see Jeff Allen. Are we there yet? At 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, 1801 16th Street South. Allen's hilarious comedy drives home the humor in everyday family life and is a hit with all ages. His inspirational honesty offers a unique glimpse into his crazy world. He has appeared on Dry Bar Comedy, Comedy Central, VH1, and America's Got Talent, to name a few. You can see a sample of his humor at savorthearts.com, which is also, of course, the website you can go to get your tickets for this very show. Also, this is a really cool side thing they're doing with this, everyone. This is a very neat a little charity item they're doing this. The Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting the show in conjunction with a fundraiser for our good friends over at the ODC, Opportunity for Hope Recovery Service. According to Sally Kistner, since Alan is a recovering alcoholic, we saw this as a way to impact our local community in recognition of his continued sobriety and donate $3 from each ticket sold to this worthy cause, which is an excellent thing. I love that when they do that at the Arts Council. Anyone wishing to donate more than $3 per ticket may do so. The Arts Council website under donations, then select the drop-down menu that specifies Opportunity for Hope. So if you're interested in helping support that, you can do it by, one, buying a ticket to the show, or you can just donate some money if you're more just interested in doing that. Once again, this is at savorthearts.com. That is the Arts Council website. If you need some help ordering, if you're not comfortable doing it online by yourself, you can contact their offices over at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Rapids. You can call them at 715-424-2787, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That is their normal office hours. You can also stop in there if you want to do it in person. They can give you a hand either way. Big shout out to the Arts Council for all the great entertainment they bring into this area, and all the couple more shows coming up later in the year as well, everyone. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Coming up later today, in just a little bit, we do have some, let's see here, I'm going to make sure I get my sports going on here. Coming up at 2:10 today on WFHR, we have Wisconsin women's basketball at Oregon. Coming up on WIRI tonight at 7 p.m., we got River Kings hockey against the Steele County Blades as they continue their push to win their division. And then tonight at 7:30, Wisconsin men's hockey here on WFHR, taking on Michigan State in Chicago at Wrigley Field, the Frozen Confines. What a great opportunity for those guys. We're going to wrap up the show today with one final song here. If you remember back when we did Rock History 101, every Friday was Fab Four Friday, a Beatles-specific show. So I thought I'd do a little homage to that with this final song for the day. In 1970, on this day, the Beatles minus John Lennon re-recorded vocals and a new guitar solo for the Paul McCartney song Let It Be in Studio 2 at EMI Studios in London. This session will be the final studio appearance for the Beatles as a group. The final date that all four of the Beatles were in the studio together was August 20th, 1969. So here it is, everybody. Let It Be. This is the final time the Beatles were together as a group in 1970 on this day in history. Hope everyone has a great weekend. So long, everyone, here on Over the Back Fence.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah. set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jim Krasul in Atlanta. Hundreds looked on in silence, some saluting, as a motorcade, including a hearse carrying former President Jimmy Carter's flag-draped coffin, passed slowly through his small southwest Georgia hometown of Plains. A farm bell outside his boyhood home rang 39 times in honor of his presidency. The motorcade is now headed here, some 140 miles from Plains, for a private memorial service at the Carter Presidential Center later today. Former CBS White House correspondent Peter Mayer has reported on Carter since his days as governor of Georgia.
This day clearly carries Jimmy Carter's personal imprint. Presidents plan their own funerals. He wanted official remembrances to begin in his hometown. He always said his heart was in Plains. This day we'll see Mr. Carter's body taken from there to another place close to his heart, the Carter Center in Atlanta, headquarters for his post-presidential humanitarian work.
I'm Jim Krasula in Atlanta. Now more CBS News with Heather Bosch.
A remembrance for President Carter is among the events prompting tighter security in the nation's capital.
There are no credible